All right, Coastsiders, we are live. And when I say we, I mean we. This is Ruben Truthmaker here with Julie Mell, our guest host today. Julie Mell, how you doing?
I'm well, Ruben. Thank you so much for having me. What a treat.
Yes, for me, it is, definitely. You have to suffer through an hour with Ruben, the mouth Truthmaker. But our guests will love it. And I'm really happy to have you here because we just had you, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago, we had
you on as our Shooting the Breeze, the new normal live interview guest here in the studio where you are today. And I'm glad you're here today. I saw the motorcade with the limo pull up. That was very impressive. Now, Julie, before we even get into our topics today, I mean, one of the reasons I'm so stoked to have you on the show today is I just want to hear more about... It seems to me my brain is tickling. There's some kind of big project you've got coming up. We'll hold on for that for 1 second because I've just got so excited I forgot to even introduce the show. This is Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast. It's Friday, December 17th, 2021. Leave a little room at the top for some cream and sugar because it's time for Coastal Windage, your local live call-in talk radio show. We're live right here. Julie Mell and I, Ruben Truthmaker, here right on Main Street, 902 or 904 a.m. It's sunny outside. Whew, I'm working up a sweat. Hopefully you're listening because we've got Julie here. Now, Julie, again, like, you got something going on at the end of the month?
Yeah, a little film festival for Half Moon Bay, Beach Break Film Festival put on by Beach Break Entertainment.
Am I imagining or did I see a full page spread in the Half Moon Bay Review this week?
Oh, you did. Isn't it great? Thank you so much to Kim Levin of Pasta Moon.
I love that restaurant.
She sponsored that. I went in to meet her the other day and see if we could hang a poster. And she was so excited about the concept of a film festival. An international film festival coming into town that she said, you need to be in the paper. And so we got together with my designer and the paper, and sure enough, here we are. Half Moon Bay Review page. It's like practically the front page, but
I think it's page 5A. All right. Yeah. So speaking of sponsors, our show, thank you for the lead in there. Our show, as always, sponsored by the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. Great location in the Pillar Point Harbor, right on Capistrano Road there with a great view of looking out at Pillar Point, out across the harbor to the breakwater. It is a fabulous location. It's a great place to go for dinner, inside or outside dining. Outside dining is dog friendly, so you can bring your hound friend. And, of course, they've got the great selection of beers. And as Livy and I always go through, I mean, when I sit down with the menu, it's like, yes, yes, yes. The problem I have with the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company is I go there and I'm like, there's like four or five entrees that I'm ready to have, plus like three or four sides. And I'm not that big of an eater, so I'm constantly getting like three things because I just can't say no. I want all three, and then I can't finish them.
I'm with you.
So, Half Moon Bay Brewing Company, thank you. That's our sponsor for our show. Now, Julie, you must have people like beating your door down to be sponsors of this international film. I mean, KHMB and Coastal Windage, we ought to pry open our pocketbook and get involved in this because this is an international film festival. People coming from all over the world, filmmakers, VIPs, here to our town.
We do. We have, currently we have five special guests, four of which are directors of the films and one producer. And then a slew of other guests that are coming, as panelists and, pros on subjects. It's really exciting. It is. And the tickets are reasonably priced, I think, and
opportunities still available?
They are. Thank you for asking. Yeah, they are. And boy, would it be great because I have interviews with some exciting media outlets over the hill later today, and they're calling to interview me, and I would love to be able to promote that it's presented by another sponsor. We do have a couple small sponsors, or we have a couple sponsors currently. We have Barterra Winery is supporting us, and Pasta Moon, of course, and Surf Rider Foundation. But we are still, we would still love nothing more than to promote this festival with a presenting sponsor or other sponsors. We still have the closing night, which is going to be such a blast. It's going to be catered by Event Savvy, Joy Portelli's Event Savvy. Joy and I have known each other for years and years, and she is actually the co-director, I guess you could say, of Make It Main Street with Aaron Tormey. Mm-hmm. And she also has this amazing catering company, Event Savvy. They've been around for years.
Okay, so, I mean, really, if you're listening out there and you have an opportunity, you have a business or an enterprise or a nonprofit or anything that you want to promote yourself, I think this is a golden opportunity. This is the inaugural film festival for Beach Break Film Festival here in Half Moon Bay. This thing is going to take off. If we think about it, 50 years ago, there was an inaugural pumpkin festival, okay? There was an inaugural Sundance Film Festival. This is the first year. Like, get in on this. Be an inaugural sponsor and really get the attention for your business and also the feel-good satisfaction of knowing that, like, you're part of making this incredible thing happen. So, Julie, if somebody does want to sponsor, or do you have opportunities to to help you with this project?
Yeah, we have. Well, we have advertising and sponsorship opportunities. You know, be projected on the big screen. That to me is exciting. We are looking. We're always looking for volunteers and interns. I could certainly use another assistant. And I was looking for someone who would help me do a little fun social media stuff. I put it out there with the Half Moon Bay High School's Real Life Learning Program. And we do have a lot of volunteers through the Half Moon Bay High School. We have a couple alumni high schoolers who are coming to help because they're interested in a couple of the films. But yeah, the theater is actually handling all the volunteers.
Coastal Repertory Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have iVolunteer. I think you go to their website and it's iVolunteer Coastal Rep, and it's Beach Break Film Festival.
If people want to participate in this with a sponsorship, which again, I know it's not my money, but really. This is something you want to be involved with. If you're listening out there, be a sponsor for this. This is just such a golden opportunity. How do they contact you to get involved with this?
Julie@beachbreakentertainment.com.
Okay. All right.
I would love that.
Write that down. Send her an email. Seriously, get involved with this. Okay. This is the way this show usually works, Julie. I know you've listened to it a few times. We're like a quarter of the way through the show, and we've got topics to cover. Like, I guess I'll get to them. I mean, that's one of the things that Livy does well is she's got you see the lariat over there. She, like, you know, whips it around and pulls me back in when I get off track here.
This is a very large seat to fill. not in size, but in grandeur.
Yes, stature, absolutely.
Yes, stature.
I know. I mean, Livy is the show, but you know what? You fill that seat quite nicely, Julie. That's really nice having you here. Okay, big rains this week. Did you get stuck in 92 on Monday?
I didn't get stuck in it, but I had plans to go over to Menlo Park, and I couldn't get there, so I didn't go.
So how did you find out that you couldn't get there?
Did I get an alert? No, I think I was flipping through Facebook and I saw somebody's post of Nebbia Winery flooding and barrels floating. It was horrific imagery.
Right. You didn't get a notification and we all had to basically go to social media, which has its flaws, to get information about this. I mean, San Mateo County has an alert system that you're supposed to sign up for, so when things like this happen, you get an alert. I'm not aware of anybody that got an alert. The alert that our household got was Nextdoor. people started posting on Nextdoor. It's closed.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, my wife had to go over the hill late in the afternoon. So early in the morning, it was known that 92 was closed, the flooding at Nebbia, and I think further up, maybe by the Christmas tree farm, there was some other flooding. It looked pretty bad. Definitely worthy of closing the highway for safety reasons, but no notification from Caltrans, no notification from San Mateo County, nothing on their website saying this road is closed. My wife spent probably over an hour going to various websites on the phone trying to call Caltrans. All they had was general warnings of high wind advisory and stuff. And so, especially when my wife was looking at like 3:30, it was very conflicting, hard to know what was going on. There was posts on Nextdoor saying it's open, it's closed, it's open in one direction, right. It's open eastbound, no, it's open westbound. Such that the only way to find out was literally to get in your car and drive out there and see if you could get through. And isn't that the whole point of having these alerts and whatnot? And so I think that people were getting grumpy on Monday, and I can understand that. I think people were willing to accept a road closure and weather for weather reasons and safety, but it's just the not getting any information, because people are still sensitive from last week when we had the tree trimming and the filming going on in Devil's Slide, and both of our roads in and out of here were closed, because on Monday, not only was 92 closed, 84 was closed too. So if something had happened and one, we're totally locked in. That was that's the nightmare scenario, right? Like all three roads or all three ways out of here locked in. So we had two out of the three to get over the hill shut down. And no real definitive word on what the deal is. And I am not a big technology person, but in this day and age with all the sensors and all the cameras and all the communications networks and all this, various ways to get information out there, how are we still not able to have something that's up to the minute, that even like a webcam or something, so people could just go and see it's totally backed up. A webcam at La Nebbia Winery would be right there by Limos would be a good place to have one, because that's where it backs up and you'd be able to see, it's flowing freely or it's backed up.
Right. That's a great idea.
So anyways, that was kind of aggravating on Monday.
That would help with car break-ins as well if there were more cameras up.
I'm not a camera guy, but that's possible. We could at least, there's only a couple ways in and out of here, and we know that these break-ins are from people that are coming from outside the coast. So yeah, it seems like it would be pretty easy to. But then, do you want license plate readers everywhere? And every time you leave the coast side, you want it logged somewhere? I don't know. It's a debate of our age or our time in history. One of the interesting things about all the rain on Monday was in El Granada, old timers tell me the streets used to be dirt. Like up until the 80s, a lot of the streets were dirt. Well, then they paved them, but they use what's called chip seal, which is just kind of like a smattering of stuff they keep putting on top. They don't do the full paving with the rollers and everything. They have I don't know what the material is, but it's like the pebbly type of asphalt that they put over the top. Asphalt patch, okay. But it's a full sealant that goes over the top. It's like another layer of asphalt, but they keep just putting it on top and on top. And so the thing that's happened in El Granada is all the roads are crowned, which is the center of the road is really high up, and then it goes like crowns off to each side down to the gutters, such that people on the lowlands in El Granada, a lot of people have to have these steel plates that go from the sidewalk to the street level because there's like a 1 foot or 1.5 foot gutter right there, and they can't get their cars off the street into their driveway because there's this huge gutter there. Well, so on Monday when all the rain was happening, there was some class 3 rapids coming down the hills in El Granada in these gutters where you could have literally ridden a kayak from the top of El Granada Highlands all the way down probably to the post office with some of these rapids there. It was pretty, for about an hour around 3 o'clock, it was pretty crazy out there. Okay, so that was interesting.
Yeah, that was too bad.
Yes.
All
right.
And all the damage to all those businesses. It's really a shame.
It is, and I mean, I don't know how you protect against flooding. Really, it seemed like the flooding there was a lot of puddles in El Granada, but they dissipated pretty quickly. So it seems like
wasn't
things
that
are going
something
well.
With a pipe? I thought the flooding, not the rain.
Haven't heard about the pipe, but we'll check the Half Moon Bay Review, see what they've got. I want to mention, Julie, that we got the interns working hard here, and they've got our KHMB Coastal Windage webpage is really cooking right now. We've got a lot of great content on there, content that we talk about on the show. We can now direct you to our webpage. Now, the URL is a little bit complicated, so I suggest that if you want to go to our webpage, and I suggest that you do because I'm going to tell you all the great things we've got there right now for you to look at. Just type coastal windage into your web browser search bar. The very first hit that comes back will be our webpage. Just click on that link and you're there on our webpage. So coastal windage, KHMB, put that in your web browser. Okay, the things that we've put up there now are things supporting stories today, like I got mugged. Everybody's worried about that. Go to the website and see. There's several pictures of the muggings that I'm talking about. Also, there's information on the MCC logo contest.
You're awfully pink from that mugging.
Well, I'm embarrassed about it. So, the pick your poison choices for December. A link to the Coastside County Water District mailers that we'll be maybe talking about today, and a link to the San Mateo County one-day homeless survey information, and more, exclamation point. Okay, so go and check that out, our Coastal Windage webpage. There's a lot of interesting. I'm a visual person, so I like to put pictures up there. There's pictures of the coffee mugs that we'll be talking about and some of the other information. There's a JPEG of the Beach Break and Film Festival movie poster, flyer, and a link to Beach Break Entertainment. Go check that out. You want to see all the movies that are going to be showing in a couple of weeks. All right, so this in our household, Julie, just to transition to come something completely different without even taking a breath. In our household, this is the year without a Christmas tree. Now, I'm not a huge – are you a big holiday season person?
Well, we celebrate Hanukkah in our house.
Right, so the holidays.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Absolutely. You got to be in the spirit.
I'm not as much. I love the food. All right. I don't eat that much, and I'm not a very good cook. So a couple of days a year, Thanksgiving and the holiday, whatever the holiday specific holiday that you celebrate in the holiday season, there's usually a family dinner or something. Love that. Love the turkey. Love the mashed potatoes. Can't get enough of that.
Right.
A few presents, one or two presents.
Yep.
But I don't like the commercialism in general, and I find it overwhelming and off-putting and stressful. I get super stressed. Got to get all the presents and got to get them shipped in time and got to spend all this money and got to, then wrap the presents and get them to people and go to the post office a million times. And I just,
You know what I like to do?
Yeah.
I like to support the local businesses with crafty made things mostly, but especially just this week, actually, I ordered from Big Wave.
They delivered.
It was the sweetest thing. They're these little handmade hot chocolate bags with reindeer faces, and you clip the tip of them and you pour your hot chocolate in your mug. And they're so cute, and it supports a good cause. And that, to me, is the best giving that I know how to do. I'm with you, kind of. I like to shop. I won't deny that. But it's hard to give gifts. I get really stressed out trying to give gifts, which is why movie tickets are the best gift you could give. And we've got some remaining. You better hurry to get them. But I'm telling you, the Beach Break Film Festival, you can buy a mug and you can put tickets in it, and then you have a date night. And to me, memory making is the best gift you can get. Sorry I interrupted.
No, of course.
It was the perfect lead-in because tickets are – I love nights out.
That's a great gift. to provide, because I'm the same way. Literally, as soon as we finish the show, I'm going to let the interns give them the broom. They can sweep up and everything. I'm immediately going down to Main Street to do some last minute shopping, because to me, I don't even need Amazon or to go over the hill. Like, no. I'm going to find unique things here on Main Street. I've got my favorite shops I love to go to. Coastside Books, we'll talk about them in a second. Paper Crane, Jupiter in Maine, Cruiser Lifestyle, Posh Moon. These are, you know, these are mainstay shops on Main Street, and I love to find little things in there to send to the people on my list. Some tickets to Beach Break Film Festival would be great. Where do they get the tickets? Where do they go for that?
www.beachbreakentertainment.com. But yeah, people can come in. You could send them a gift certificate for dinner and a movie, and they can come in, stay at a hotel. Cameron's has rooms above their pub. They're really, I mean, you can get rooms. There's so many hotels here on the coast. If you want extravagance, you go to the Ritz or Oceano, or the Beach House Hotel. Otherwise, like, there's so many great places to stay here on the coast.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it.
Make it a package deal, exactly.
Yeah. That's
all
fun.
Right.
Then you get to see all your long lost relatives too.
I mean, that's a mixed
and
bag,
you don't
though, right?
Have to have them stay with you.
Okay, they're right. That's the good part of it. Okay, and now it's time for you to go back to your hotel. Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the holiday season, though, is the Christmas tree. I love the smell. So we always get a live tree.
Yes.
Never an artificial tree. My wife and I have argued about that. As we've gotten older, her position has become, I don't want to, like, let's not have to go and get one and then trim it. And I'm like, but I like all those things. I like the smell. And I'm the one that does the trimming. So what's the problem here? My son and my wife decorate the tree. And so I just, when I was a kid, I grew up out in the country. We always got a potted Christmas tree, a live one in a pot.
So nice.
And then after Christmas, we would plant it somewhere on the property. And now, you know, 40, 50 years later, there's still a couple of pine trees on the property that were old Christmas trees that are now 60, 70 feet tall.
That's,
you know,
really
like,
nice.
Oh, that was our Christmas tree in 1975 type of thing. So that's pretty cool. A couple of years, I can remember, we drove actually up into the Laguna Mountains east of San Diego and just with a saw and just like cut a tree down. I'm not sure if my parents got the permits to do that, but we'll just assume that they did. Okay. I love the smell of the tree. I love the decorations. We have a tradition in our family where my wife and I, for the last 30 plus years that we've been together, every year we get a new decoration, like a unique new decoration. And so now we have 30, 40, 50, you know, unique little things for that are not only cool little decorations, but also are like,
memories.
You know, memories in our life. And so I love a Christmas tree that has just, because when our Christmas, that has a million decorations, because when our Christmas tree is decorated, I can stand there and look at it every day for 10 minutes and kind of see something different every time. And I love that. And so I just really like the tree. But sadly, this year, we have no tree. We're not doing a tree because we're not going to be here actually on Christmas Day. And the weather, and it just didn't work out on days when we could go and get a tree. And so it's not happening, and I'm a little depressed about it. But maybe it just was serendipity, because I saw a story in the review there that you've got on the table that due to fires and extreme heat in the Northwest, I guess there's a shortage of Christmas trees. Prices are up 5 to 10%, which if you bought a Christmas tree in the last few years, like, they're expensive now.
It used to be
like, you go to a Christmas tree lot on the corner, it's like $20 for a tree. Now it's like $100 maybe. You know, maybe.
They're a novelty now, right? They're hard to come by.
Well, even
the drivers. Did you read about the drivers?
No.
I guess they're lacking drivers. So they don't have truck drivers who can drive the trees over the border. A lot of them come from Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I read that they aren't finding those drivers because there's a shortage of truck drivers. I don't know. I think it sounds like a fun job to drive across the country.
Yes. I mean, I you know, when I'm done with this gig, there's a possibility. I've had a lot of driving jobs in the past because I enjoy driving, so delivery jobs and stuff. And so, yeah, I could see myself being a bus driver or a delivery person whenever they kick me out of this chair, which sometimes seems like it's going to be imminent. But all right.
The interns are blocking it.
Yeah, right. My phalanx of security there. But I guess even artificial trees are getting scarcer and hard to find because of the whole SCDDD, the supply chain disruption. Everything can just, you know what, you got a problem in your life, just blame it on the supply chain disruption. Nobody will even blink and, oh, supply chain disruption. Yeah.
What about, there's that great nursery on 92. Bongards. Yeah. Alina Jean, they all have potted little plants. You could buy a little pine now so you have it
for next year.
Yeah.
A Charlie Brown Christmas tree, just like a little.
Absolutely.
And have it grow up.
Why not?
I know. I still feel like, you know what? Here's my thought. I love Christmas trees so much. I love having them in the house. I love the lighting. Maybe I'll just get one after Christmas for New Year's and Martin Luther King Day, and that'll be the holidays. Okay, we've got a phone call. Let's see who we've got on the phone this morning, if I can handle the phones. This is Ruben and Julie Mel. Who's on the phone with us this morning?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Okay, you know what? I'm going to blame this one on me. Caller, I'm hanging up, but if you could call back.
Hello?
Oh, wait, there they are.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Is this Ruben?
Yes, I can barely hear you.
This is your mom.
Okay, mom. Okay. I'll speak louder, mom. And don't embarrass me with any stories from my childhood.
No, I just wanted to let you know we had friends that had the Christmas tree farm on the mountain.
Oh, we didn't just go and steal them out of the national forest?
Aww.
No.
Well, that takes a little bit of the romance away from the story, Mom. But thank you for coming in with the facts. I mean, like, you know, it's nice to have facts every once in a while. And you know what? It's great to have your mom listening to your show.
Seriously,
and call in
that
with
is
like
so cute. Hi, Mrs. Truthmaker.
I just wanted you to know, you know, we weren't breaking the law.
Okay. Nice way to cover yourself there, Mom. I think the statute of limitations has expired, but it's good to know we were not breaking the law. Mom, thanks for listening and thanks for the call and thanks for the information.
Okay. Love you.
All right, love you too, Mom. Bye.
Oh, that is
so, that's my mom.
That's so cute.
I mean, no offense, Julie, and no offense to my wife, but great, you know, greatest mom in the world, right?
Yes,
right.
We have them. Yes, I am them.
This is why Julie Mel is sitting right here, because she knows how to answer a question. That's for sure. We know that.
But my parents and my children haven't called in. So.
Not yet.
There's
you know
still
what?
Time.
If I gave out the number, people could call. So that number, 650-560-9851. Yes, my mom has it on her speed. Actually, my mom probably doesn't have speed dial, but she has it in her phone and she called. Thank you, Mom. If anybody else's mom or Julie's family or anybody that has a mom wants to call, 650-560-9851. All right, let's see. One of the things I love about living on the coastside, I know people are going to roll their eyes because we've heard this a million times, Ruben, but I love great blue herons. I just think I'm just fascinated by them. And one of the things I'm fascinated by, their size and that they're ubiquitous here on the coastside. Like almost every day when I drive past Murata Surf there in El Granada, I see a great blue heron and it just makes me smile. So the other day, my son and I were driving past Murata Surf between El Granada Elementary and Murata Surf West. There's a road cut, right? That there's a berm on either side of the road that's about the... Oh, here we go. Now the phones will be ringing off the hook. Okay, this is Ruben Truthmaker and Julie Mel. Who we got on the phone this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Truthmaker. This is Rick. Good morning.
Rick from Coastside Mountain Bikers in El Granada. What's up, Rick?
I was wondering if you have considered extending your car's factory warranty. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, Rick, I mean, I had to pause there for a second because
Hi, Rick.
I know,
yes.
I know you're a listener to the show, and I know you've heard that we have gotten that phone call a couple of times.
Yeah, I figured I would just handle it for him.
Yeah, thank you.
So funny.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, happy holidays, everyone.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call, and thanks for doing what you do with Coastside Mountain Bikers.
Yep. Get out there. Go outside and play.
Happy holidays, Rick.
Thanks,
are we going
to
see you?
To your film festival.
Yeah, I hope we see you. Thanks for all your comments and likes on social media.
Oh, we have lots of interns running that program.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
All right, thanks, Rick. All right, Rick from El Granada. Love the call. I love what he's doing. Love. One of the things that I really appreciate about Rick and Coastside Mountain Bikers is what you mentioned. They're not just about their organization and what they're into. Rick understands that we're in a community and he likes to spread the love around, right? And I mean that's what needs to happen in a community like ours. And Rick and Coastside Mountain Bikers are really good at spreading that love around. Okay. So I was mentioning I love Great Blue Herons. My son and I were driving. We've got kind of a high-riding van, and we were driving through that part of Highway 1 by Murata and El Granada Elementary, where the berms on the either side of the road are about the top of your car high. And so as we were driving through there, we look over, and there's a Great Blue Heron standing, like, right at eye level to the right. As we drive by, it takes off into flight, literally right across the windshield of our van. And as a bonus, in its beak, it had a meaty gopher dangling.
Neat.
So that was really cool. And then yesterday I was on my way to Cunha Middle School to see the Mighty Cubs basketball squads take on the Bruisers from Bowditch, Cunha was victorious and all that. Anyways, I was on the way. I passed the exact same spot, in the exact same spot at eye level. Was on the ground, sitting on the ground, was a hawk. And again, as I drove by, it took off, flew right across the windshield, and it too had a meaty gopher, this time in its talons as it flew across. So the gopher population taking a hit there. All right.
Christmas for the birds.
Thank you, birds. Yes. I mean, let's come on over to my yard and really do some damage. Okay, pick your poison. Julie, you did this when you were in here a couple weeks ago. This is our either or list of Coastside things. I'm just going to run through the list real quickly. If you want to play along, go to the KHMB website, go to the Coastal Windage page. There's the 10 pick your poison choices. You can call in and you can just run down your list for us. We're curious. We want to know. Here we go. 1, cut down all eucalyptus trees or keep them. 2, ding dong ditch, punishable offense or lighten up Francis. 3, tsunami warning siren, good to know or freaks you out. 4, devil slide, guardrail the whole thing or leave it as it is. Short-term rentals, good for the economy or bad for the neighborhood. Dog poop, okay to put in somebody else's garbage or not. Hello. Wow, this is such a day. It's because Julie Mel's here, that's why. This is Ruben Truthmaker with Julie Mel, Coastal Windage. Who have we got on the phone this morning?
Paul Roscott.
Paul.
That's my dad.
Paul, it didn't sound like you were quite sure of that. Okay, Paul, what's on your mind this morning? This is, Julie, this is your dad?
This is my dad.
Well, family hour.
Hi, Dad. Welcome home. Aloha.
I'm very excited for everything that's going on with Julie and her beach break. And I just got a text to call. I thought I was going to be listening to you. Turns out I'm talking.
Yeah, you didn't know you'd be part of the show, huh?
Yeah, terrific.
He's my number one fan, besides you, Ruben.
I cannot continue to talk because I'm in somebody's office.
Oh.
So I hope you have a great interview.
Okay. Paul, thank you for calling. Thank you for supporting your daughter, Julie, and the Beach Break Film Festival. Thanks for the call, Paul.
Welcome back.
And thank you for supporting us. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was cute.
Oh, man. We are having an awesome day and just a lot of fun, which
it's family day. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Extended family. We love extended family, too. Friends, family, businesses.
Coastsiders, exactly. And, you know, that's why Livy and I do this show, and because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes us feel good. We love this community. It's fun to interact with the community and feel like there's some small way that we can support our friends and neighbors here on the Coastside, especially people who are are just really kicking butt, if I could be vulgar, like you, Julie. Really just out there doing stuff. Okay. Where were we? Coastal Wind. Oh, would you rather listen to Coastal Windage or This American Life or the Joe Rogan Experience? Highway 1, 2 lanes or 4. COVID booster shot, getting one or not. Pacifica, part of the coastside or over the hill. Again, you can go to the Coastal Windage webpage on the KHMBradio.com website. See the list of Pick Your Poison and then call in 650-560-9851 and give us your choices. Okay, really quick. Usually we do this at like 9:05, but because I've just been like babbling profusely because Julie Mell is here. Air quality report. We get this information from purpleair.com. Traffic and weather go anywhere, any other radio station anywhere, but air quality report only here. KHMB Coastal Windage. Okay, 0 to 50 is amazing. 51 to 100 is pretty good. After that, not so great. We are always in the amazing level and no exception today. 28 in Redwood City, which is fantastic, and it only gets better from there. 9 in Santa Cruz today, 8 in Half Moon Bay, and a just glorious, delicious drink it in 5 is the air quality in El Granada today. So it just really almost literally doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, that's great.
And the sun is out and it's not yet, the wind, the chilly wind hasn't come up yet. So this is a great time to be out for a walk with your AirPods on, listening to Coastal Windage. Okay, we got a couple of emails in here and I see the first one. It has a subject line, Julie Mell Film Festival. It's actually a Beach Break Film Festival, but Julie Mell is the important name to remember there. Okay, this is from listener Cinemame about the Julie Mell Film Festival.
Sounds like a filmmaker.
All right. Or somebody that's into film.
Yeah.
It's about time Half Moon Bay got a film festival going. Good on Julie Mell for womaning up and making it happen. Can she also make a movie theater happen out here on the coast? Aren't you working on that?
I want an outdoor Under the Stars movie theater.
Ooh,
I do.
Like an amphitheater.
An amphitheater, but not one that floods. Carter Park.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, like, I always kind of wondered about that. It's a bowl next to a creek.
Know,
like, how
so
is it
sad.
Not flooding every time?
I know, but it looks like it's going to be fabulous, and I know we're going to probably be doing quite a few movies there on Starry Nights.
Nice.
But you know what? Cinemame.
So
I think back in like 97, 98, there was a woman named Hester Schell who...
I know Hester. She hosts a lot of female comic nights.
She should know about this film festival then, because the comedy club is going to be so much fun. And we have special guests from the comedy club coming. But
If Hester, if you're listening, or people who know Hester, because I know some listeners of this show who know Hester, who've done comedy shows with her.
Oh.
If you're listening and you can contact Hester, contact her and let her know about Julie Mell's film festival, because one of the movies in the film festival is called The Comedy Club. It's about Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, kind of a seminal landmark comedy club where every comedian that you've ever heard of went through. I've seen shows there, and I'm really looking forward to this movie. And so if you know Hester, if you can get in contact with her, let her know about this and tell her to get in touch with Julie Mell.
Yes, please. And I know her name came up because I know she was trying to – she did a film festival, I think, back in the day with Gail Evanari. I think they showed Gail Evanari films. But I don't know what happened to it. I don't know whatever became of it. I recall reading something about it. So they tried. I did try to get in touch with Gail Evanari to see how I could get her to partner with me and help with the judging, which we're not going to do judging anymore. Everybody can vote on if they like the film or not. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to reach her. But there was one once, but now we're doing it again, and we're doing it with gusto. I have films from, like we said, international films. Filmmakers.
So that's interesting that there used to be one. I'm wondering in the I know you're on the phone just constantly with potential sponsors and stuff. I'm wondering, San Mateo County, City of Half Moon Bay, Half Moon Bay, Main Street Beautification Committee that does the Pumpkin Festival. Are any of these organizations jumped on yet?
Not yet.
What? City of Half Moon Bay, Main Street Beautification Committee.
I would love to have them be a part of it. I would love to see little flags, film festival flags on the street. Yeah. But I think that's the beautification committee.
Yes, I mean, that's a great idea because when the Tour of California, which is a professional bike race, came through the coastline, the last time it came through, it didn't come down Main Street because it goes down Highway 1. It'd be too much traffic situation here on Main Street. It came down 1, but they put a bunch of those light pole flags saying Tour of California along Main Street, even though the race didn't go down there. So it can be done, and they were made for that. Would, I mean, we got to get the fanfare and the bunting and the buglers type of thing going on.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I just really quickly, because the city suggested it, I went door to door and found out if businesses were going to be open, and they are, all but one that I spoke to. So we designed this so that people can come and shop and dine for lunch and then go see a movie or see a movie and then go to dinner or come to a movie and then go out to dinner after that, because they're all ending early enough.
Well, a great job of this with your drive-in movie program, which is you would give, with the ticket for the movie,
the
a booklet of coupons for local businesses. And that's the cross-pollination. That's the synergy that is potentially available here for businesses on this thing right here. Like, the back and forth, like, support this film festival. The film festival brings people in from all over the world who are then going to go out to dinner and then go down to Main Street and buy a bunch of the cute little cool stuff in these shops and then go back to where they are and tell their friends who are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a vacation. Let's go to Half Moon Bay. San Francisco's right there. I mean, this works in both directions, so let's get in on this. Okay.
I'm going to really quickly just say that I was downtown for the third Night of Lights last weekend, and there was just so much great energy on the street. I think the chamber did a great job with that. It was just good energy. The air was crisp. The lights are up. I had visions of Park City, Utah. I've gone there for over 20 years to the Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival. And it felt like it. I was walking it just going, oh, my God, we are the new, we're the new up-and-coming Sundance. I don't want to ever be as big as Sundance, but I want to get, I felt it. I think Half Moon Bay is so charming. It's a beach town, and it's, I just felt it.
Right.
It was great. Anyway.
Yeah. Coastsiders, feel the love. Get involved with the Beach Break Film Festival. Okay, one more email, and then we got to get, it looks like we're only going to get to one of our feature stories today, but I got to get to it because it's holiday season, and I want to talk about a couple shops here on Main Street. That's an email from, I try to get to as many emails as possible because people take the time to send the emails.
Yeah,
but
that's so nice.
We used to only get a couple each week. Now we're getting so many that I have the interns just pick me a couple of the funniest or best ones. It's usually ones that are jabbing me a little bit, but not this week, so I love that. This one is from listener Rooster Rugburn. Listening to your show brightened my day is the subject line. Well, thank you, interns, for picking this one out. Livy and Ruben, addressed to us, but today also Julie. Yeah, Livy and Ruben, today I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and was feeling grumpy. And then in parentheses, for no reason. Well, that's usually the wrong side of the bed, right? There's really no reason for it. That's the saying, I think.
Blame it on COVID.
There you go. But listening to your show really cheered me up.
Aww.
You both are very peppy, and I love the banter between you. Made me smile and feel better. Thanks.
Oh, no. These are, I'm telling you, big shoes to fill. Sitting here for Livy.
Yes, and I do miss my longtime co-host and friend today, but you know what? Nothing against Livy, but I'm really enjoying having Julie here, and Julie's a great fit in that chair. But you're right. Livy's a legend, and there's no replacing a legend. Okay. Yes, this is the big news, and everybody's been texting me and like since we posted this. I got mugged this week, Julie, and it was great. I know, right? What? Okay, so over the over the past several weeks, I have been following up on several leads provided by listeners about where I might be able to find a darn coffee mug with the legend Half Moon Bay on it. As you recall, on our December 26th show, I complained about how my family and I scoured Main Street on Black Friday looking for a simple coffee mug that says Half Moon Bay for 3 hours. Nothing. Gah. In the entire coast side with a coffee mug that said Half Moon Bay. So I went into my Rolodex. For those younger listeners, that's a wheel of little cards that you would write your address, your contact information for people on, and it'd be in alphabetical order, and it's on a wheel so you can kind of like sort through it and find the name you're looking for. Anyways, look that up on the internet. I'm sure there's like one on eBay for sale or something. Anyways, I went through my Rolodex and called up Vanessa Lamascus of Coastal Custom Designs, who we talked about on our November 19th show. Coastside Threads was a segment about local designers. I called up Vanessa and said, I want to commission a mug that has your design. She uses the Pillar Point Air Force Base silhouette and the legend Half Moon Bay on it so that I can give it to my sister for the holidays. And so we worked together on that. Her pricing was great. The customization is fantastic. Julie, great. I've given you one right there.
I know, great. It's so bright and cheery. I can't wait to drink coffee.
You're
going to
be awake after you drink out of that.
It's awesome.
You can go to the Coastal Windage webpage on khmbradio.com website and see a picture of the mugs that Vanessa made for me. And so, yes, I'm now have some mugs to give
nice.
To people
as
presents. And I have one for myself and my sister that says Half Moon Bay and has the Pillar Point silhouette. Now, as we experienced on Monday. Oh, wait. Thank you, Vanessa. And check her out on Facebook and Instagram. Coastside Custom Designs. Okay. As we experienced on Monday, that when it rains, it pours. Literally minutes. Literally minutes after taking possession of my treasured box of mugs from Vanessa, KHMB station manager Jim Henderson texted me to let me know that a listener had called the station and asked him to tell me about where I could find mugs. And the listener said, try CVS, which if you've heard me talk about variety stores like CVS and Rite Aid, and Walgreens, they just depress me. They're just depressing places that, so, okay, I didn't have much confidence in what I'd find there. So I hauled myself over to CVS yesterday and found that this is in Strawflower Village. While I was there, I went over and checked the Hallmark store, which I had heard rumors that there was ones there. A couple weeks ago, I went in, they were out of stock. I checked again, they're still out of stock. But I went over to CVS and yes, indeed, on the sad, cheap and disheveled shelves of CVS in Strawflower Village, there were indeed two styles of Half Moon Bay coffee mugs for sale.
Fantastic.
Okay, that's the good news. The bad news is they weren't really that great. There's pictures of them on our webpage, so go to Coastal Wind. You can see if you like them, great. I did not particularly like them. One was plastic and the other was kind of an oversized mug with a photograph of Francis State Beach as its decoration, which there's nothing wrong with Francis State Beach, but on a mug it just didn't really translate that great. So I didn't find either of them that great. Of course, it didn't help that they were haphazardly strewn on the sad, cheap, and disheveled shelves of CVS. But so that was there. But on a hunch, just a feeling, an intuition, you know, that's how I operate. I jammed over to Coastside Books, one of my favorite shops here on Main Street. I'm pretty sure we're like right above them. Pretty close. Aren't they just like right below us? Or I don't. Anyways.
Are you allowed to tell your location?
Probably. Well, we've got security here, so we're good. But I jammed over to Coastside Books yesterday, where a caller to the show a couple weeks ago had directed me to check, and I had gone in there, and they were out of stock as well. But I thought, so I went back and checked yesterday. Julie, they're in stock. They have three different styles.
Aww.
all very cute and colorful. When I walked in the store yesterday, it was, again, like I had an intuition. I went to Coastside Books. I walked in the store. Sarah, the owner, was standing behind the counter with a box on the counter. And I went up to her and I said, hi, Sarah. I was in here a couple weeks. And she, like, I didn't even finish. She's like, yeah, I got them right here.
Oh, good.
And
on
she
her.
Opened them up and boom, yay. There they were. There's That's pictures great. Of these mugs on That's the Coastal great. Windage webpage. Wow. On KHB
You're in
Radio.
Luck. You could have a whole collection because
oh,
Beach
what have
Break
you got?
Entertainment Whoa. Heard your complaint, and we went and got our logo put on a very, very small order of their collector's items.
So
now,
you're saying this is a limited edition run.
Thank you. I yes. couldn't think of that. But yes, limited edition Beach Break Film Festival Half Moon Bay mugs.
Those,
so we did it as well.
Those are killer.
And we have, they're two-tones, so they come in white or blue. We were going to get this pretty turquoise, but they ran out of stock.
Why
it's
don't
one of
you
those shipping cargo.
Why don't you send me an email with a link to those or pictures of those, and we'll put them up on the KHMB website
oh,
with
fun.
these
yeah,
other mugs.
It's limited edition.
Because they, not only do they say Beach Break Entertainment, or they say Beach Break
Beach
Film.
Beach Break Film Festival. This is the film festival logo that we have on these.
They've got your logo. They've got Beach Break Film Festival.
And a half moon.
And it says, I think it even says the words Half Moon Bay.
It does.
On it. So
because
it's got
I
it
heard
everything.
You. I heard. I loved it. And the other place, Jupiter and Maine, had some custom made, I think they're etched. And I believe they say Half Moon Bay, too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Jupiter and Maine, that's one of my stores I like to go to that I'll be going to later this morning as soon as the show's over. So see pictures of all of these mugs and any more that I might find. Because like I said, when it rains, it pours. Over Thanksgiving, Black Friday, couldn't find any. Now we have identified at least four different types of Half Moon Bay mugs that are out in circulation. Go get them. Okay, let's see. It is 9:55 in the a.m. We have five minutes left with Julie. So one of the stories that I've been skipping the last month, really, is a very complicated, confusing, and hard to understand for me. A story about the rising cost of water. Coastside Community Water District is looking at having to raise water costs because of the water shortage issue. I'm not ready again today to delve in. It's a meaty subject that really needs to be thought out. Now, the important thing is January 11th, there's going to be a public meeting about this rate increase for CCWD. I promise. We're not going to have a show next week, so there's no show next week, which is Christmas Eve. But I believe that Livy and I are doing a show on New Year's Eve, and I promise I will talk about this topic on New Year's Eve, because that will give people time to digest the information and be ready to go to the public meeting on January 11th. You can go to the KHMB radio.com website, go to the Coastal Windage webpage, and there is a link to the CCWD mailers that have been sent out discussing these proposed rate increases. So you can get it straight from the horse's mouth there and then compare it with whatever gibberish I dribble out on the 31st. Okay, so we'll see if anybody's paying attention on that. So let's just look at what's coming ahead for Coastal Windage. I'm not a big fan of year-end wrap-up shows. Like, I always hate on TV the week between Christmas and New Year's, because it's just like, here's what happened this year. Like, yeah, I was here, so I don't really need a recap of what happened this year. It's boring. It already happened. Like, I want new content, you know, not a recap. So we won't be recapping, but I just want to tell you what's coming up. Another topic that we haven't gotten to this episode, which is, if you can believe it, our 165th episode over five seasons. Yeah.
Where's the cheering?
And whoosh! Well, our Foley... We hired a Foley artist here who I guess is not a morning person, because every time we need, like, my drum roll or rim shot or something, you know, with my great jokes, I look over and our Foley artist is asleep or on Instagram, it looks like. Okay. So coming up. So there's some MCC news. They elected new officers, and they've got a really cool logo contest. We'll talk about that on the 31st. So coming up, no show next Friday on Christmas Eve, and then we're going to have a show on New Year's Eve. Livy and I will be doing that. And topics that we might talk about, this the MCC news we mentioned, the Coastside County Water District proposed rate increases. We'll talk about what happened at the inaugural Beach Break Film Festival, because that will have concluded.
Recap.
So maybe you can call in that day and just give us some highlights.
Absolutely.
Half Moon Bay vaccine mandate. So they've mandated that. I don't have a lot of energy for the topic, but it's important. Coastside Inn, which is the hotel the county is filling up,
shelter,
and
right?
I think that's a really good thing. So I probably will want to talk about that, especially with the homeless survey coming up in January. And really excited about this, Julie, because one of your movies is called Girls Can't Surf.
Yes.
And this is about women surfers trying to break through a pretty male-dominated field, not only out in the water, but, you know, in the business side of it, too. In the 80s and 90s, and on January 7th, I'm really excited to announce that our in-studio Shooting the Breeze, the new normal live interview guest is going to be teenage champion surfer Zoe Chait from here in Half Moon Bay, collecting hardware up and down the coastside here, and really, this is a name to remember for the next 10 years, that Zoe is going to be on the world stage. And so I'm really excited that we're having that movie. You're going to have some special guests at that movie.
We have a panel. We have a panel of four, including the filmmaker, not of that, but of Knocking Down the Fences, which is of similar topic of AJ Andrews, who is a Golden Glove recipient. She's the only softball player who is a professional softball player who has that award.
Wow.
And it's mostly given to the baseball players. Mm-hmm. But she has to work a second job to make ends meet. So the director of Knocking Down the Fences will be with us, as well as Kyra Wallace. It sounds like Zoe might be attending our film as well.
I am. I'm trying to encourage her to attend.
Yeah, boy,
I think she would
special.
Be a great, almost a she'll have
another
to have her
celebrity.
Own
celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we have parking enough in the Coastal Rap Theater
for all the limos.
All the limos that are going to be bringing our special guests, but hopefully, we'll keep security, tight, and we'll get them all there.
Nice. Well, I'm reaching out to Zoe to see if we could get her there, because not only I think she would really enjoy the movie and hearing from your special guests, but I think that your guests would probably enjoy meeting her, because this is a person that embodies, really embodies the spirit of those women from the 80s and 90s, and also is the fruit of their labors, really.
This
is what their hard work and their the things and the struggles they went through. This is the bearing fruit now in people like Zoe Chait.
Yeah, Kyra Wallace, who's a lifetime surfer and the daughter of Mike and Mara. Mara's a hula dancer. Mike shapes boards. Kyra's been surfing and surfed in, I believe it was Santa Barbara, for UC Santa Barbara. And she said she still has issues. Like, she was written up in a great article about the sexism that happens in the water. So I don't think it's gone away. Hopefully it's gotten a lot better, and Zoe can chime in on that both at the festival and here in the studio. I can't wait to hear that interview.
Well, I know this doesn't take away from some of that entrenched sexism, but as we say on the basketball court, when a team is trash talking but our team is winning, you don't have to respond to that. Just point up to the scoreboard. And so when that's happening out in the water, I'm sure. And I, Zoe is a very humble, self-centered person. I'm not self-centered, self-balanced, centered.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Person.
Not self-centered, centered person.
Yeah.
And so I could see, out in the water, somebody, some dudes or something giving her a hard time. And all Zoe has to do is just, catch the next wave and, ride circles around them.
Right.
And then just point at the scoreboard, point at the wave and be like, okay, that That's my talking right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know we have to wrap, but yeah. I just want to clarify. People seem confused by the fact that there's two movies playing at the same time at the same location. Knocking Down the Fences is a short, and we are bringing that to you as a special preceding Girls Can't Surf. So you want to be there for both because the theater will be dark. It's at 7 p.m. on the 29th.
Oh, Julie, you're too kind. People are confused. You mean this people
no.
right here that was like, oh, I can't figure out the
no,
times, Julie.
It's just a very special gift we want to give. We love doing shorts before the feature-length films. So.
And that is what a lot of the big festivals do, right? You were telling me Sundance
started
doing.
Yeah, Sundance, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, Sundance.
You can't really go wrong following that model. They've been pretty successful from what I've heard. Okay, and you know who else is successful? Julie Mell. And what's going to be successful is the Beach Break Film Festival coming up at the end of this month. Go to beachbreakentertainment.com. Get your tickets there. Check out the festival. Be a sponsor. Be a helper that works at the film festival. Be a part of it. Okay. All right. This has been Coastal Windage. I'm Ruben Truthmaker. And thankfully, sitting in with me today has been Julie Mell. Thanks for all
so
the...
So much fun. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It has been fun. that's Livy's job, to jump in there. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Remember, no show next Friday, but New Year's Eve. We're going to have a special New Year's Eve show. Livy will be back. I'll be here, and we'll probably hear from Julie again to hear how the film festival went. Don't miss that film festival.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Have a great time. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast.